Sammy Edmund is our main chief sports reporter, whatever you want to call him, and he joins us on the line or from his home office. G'day, Sammy.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. Hope you had a good weekend. And Gaz, it looks as though your weekend's almost continuing. I've just seen a very nice scenic shot you're about to post on our social channels. You're living the dream.
Well, yeah, I just looked out the window and there's a damn kangaroo staring at me. So I took a photo of it and sent it to our boys. They might put it up. No, it's nice down here. It's been cold. Got the open fire going, Fieldy. So nice and cosy and snug in here. How about yourself?
Well, it's getting harder and harder to differentiate between the weekends and the weekdays. I reckon they're all sort of the same at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a great story. I don't know whether you caught up with this. In fact, it was in the Herald Sun, in the sort of Scotty Gut, whatever that page is called. I forget what it's called. And it's about the triathlon Marinda Caffrey or Caffrey. She's running competing in a virtual race. Everyone's doing these virtual races. Then there must be some way that they can do it, these guys and girls. They can ride their bikes inside and run on a treadmill perhaps. And she's leading and her husband decides to walk in with a trophy to put the trophies around to motivate her and trips over and unplugs her wisp. So she's leading the virtual race until the dopey husband comes in and pulls the plug out.
There's a lot of that happening, Gaz. I'm actually doing a lot of that myself on the bike inside on a virtual platform. And they had, at the moment, it's classic season in European cycling. Tour of Flanders would have been on, I think, the past weekend. So they had 15 of the best, 13 of the best cyclists in the world race virtually. And one of the riders, Nicholas Roach, put a sign on his front door saying, "Virtual ride in progress. Please do not disturb and no power cuts appreciated."
Is that right? Well, I'm just reading again. This is in the, what do they call it? The score. It's a double pager now. They're all involved. And it says that Marinda Caffrey has found virtual reality competitions with hazards. She was doing well on the 90-kilometre bike leg when she suffered a virtual mechanical failure when husband Tim O'Donnell tripped over the cord of a smart trainer. Oh, you'd be shitty with that. You'd be dirty with that.
That's a 2020 version of cramp, that is, isn't it? Getting the cord yanked on your virtual race.
Exactly right. Now, did you break this story on the tab over the weekend?
I'll say this emerged yesterday, Gary. It actually emerged principally on SEN Track, of course, our new baby here at SEN, when callers made contact to say, well, I'll cut to the chase. The tab today, Gary and Tim, they're going to continue their investigations because this was a major cash-out blunder that occurred over the weekend that saw many punters, and some of them rang into SEN Track, as I say, saying they'd received inflated quaddy returns. Now, the bets concerned overpaid amounts from Randwick and Doomben on Saturday, but the betting company, the tab, on Sunday started freezing those accounts. Now, it concerned punters in Victoria, New South Wales, and the ACT, and they were given incorrect cash out offers as a result of what the tab said was a systems error. Now, it's about 1,300 customers affected, mind you, so a lot of money and a lot of people. Now, a lot of those people who received the incorrect cash out calculations, many actually withdrew that money. Some have actually spent it before the tab has started chasing them up and asking for the money to be refunded. Now, this caller, Gary and Tim, called into SEN Track on Sunday, and he was one of them.
I had a quaddy at Randwick yesterday, $50. Picked Natoya. Went to the app to get the cash out, partial cash out. They were offering a cash out of $9,000 approximately at three quarter time. So I withdrew $8,000 in good faith. Get an email from Tabcorp this morning saying, "Oh, sorry, we've made a mistake on our payout figures. We want the money back." Oh. Now, I've paid $4,000 off my credit card. That's gone.
So, guys, the tab's now saying they're going to pay out the funds on what the quaddy would have been paid. So punters in that boat will get what they would normally be entitled to, but only if they refund the incorrect amount first. Now, the tab are looking at providing bonus bets and other awards as compensation, but I got a tweet last night from Shane who said he'd cashed in an offer of $33,000 before he got a call at 6:30 last night from the TAB telling him he has to give the money back and his account's been frozen. Now, it's created an interesting ethical dilemma for some people. Some are obviously happy to hand the money back, of course, knowing it's the wrong amount, but some argue that when they make a mistake, the company doesn't refund them. So there's other betting agencies out there, of course, so I'm sure that tempted some to close their accounts and move on, but obviously that's a decision for the individual. Tabcorp did release a statement this morning, Gary, which says they're sorry for the frustration this technical fault has caused some of our customers, and they're rectifying the problem and as a top priority, and people are working around the clock to fix it and ensure customers entitled to payment get those funds as soon as possible.
What if you've already spent it?
Well, that's it. Like we just heard that caller there, I'm not sure where we go from there, Gary. And then, as I say, there's other people who have received massive amounts of money as well who will no doubt be wrestling with that dilemma.
Nice one. Hey, have you got time for... Or maybe come back and tell us about Caroline Wilson's story from The Age on Saturday, Sammy. I didn't catch up with it. Give us a quick pricey.
Yes, I went up on Friday online and hit the papers on Saturday. It concerned a phone hookup with league chiefs and the AFL as well. She basically reported that only four clubs could survive without football and without AFL help if it was to go ahead, and those clubs being West Coast, Richmond, Hawthorn and Collingwood, and that she's reported that funds previously deemed extra dividends from head office will now be loaned out with an interest rate of 3.3%. And it's created a concern among the poorer clubs, and she's named Andrew Bassett there from St Kilda, saying it'll create a widening of the gap between the have and the have-nots. And how do the have-nots ever catch up if this is going to be the setup put in place?